Good afternoon. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Illinois officials will hold a public meeting in Chicago next Wednesday and by teleconference in Springfield to help determine which services should be covered by health insurance plans sold in the state. Governor Pat Quinn intends to choose a benchmark plan that will serve as a minimum standard by September 30th to meet a federal deadline. The national health law says 10 basic categories must be covered, such as emergency services, prescription drugs, and maternity care. States have flexibility to determine a basic level of covered services and costs within those categories. Democrats last night officially nominated President Barack Obama for re-election. He had the support of his home state, of course, but not its full support. From the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, Amanda Vinicky explains.
State by state, Democrats cast their votes to nominate Obama for a second term. Guam, Hawaii, Idaho.
Illinois, where the president has served so ably as your senator, you have 215 votes.
Madam Secretary, Illinois, the land of Lincoln, in the land of President Barack Obama.
The head of the state party, House Speaker Mike Madigan, went on to recognize other prominent state and local officials before delivering the delegation's votes for Obama.
Illinois is proud to cast its 196 votes for a son of Illinois, the President of the United States, and the next President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Thank you, Speaker.
You heard that right. Illinois cast 196 votes, even though it could have cast 215. According to Madigan's spokesman, that would have entailed getting 19 more signatures from delegates on official paperwork. He says between the time Illinois got those forms Wednesday evening through the time they had to be turned in yesterday morning, that was as many as the state party could collect. The absent votes weren't a problem long before the roll call got to Wyoming. Ohio's delegation cast the final votes needed to make Obama Democrats' nominee. From the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Chicago congressman took the stage at the Democratic National Convention last night to praise President Obama's immigration stance. Representative Luis Gutierrez spoke to the convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gutierrez lauded Mr. Obama's recent plan to stop deporting some young illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children.
The future of a generation will be decided in this election. We cannot deny them justice. President Obama is protecting immigrants. Mitt Romney wants undocumented immigrants to self-deport.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has not said whether he would reverse the president's so-called deferred action policy for young immigrants. President Obama is set to give his speech to the DNC tonight. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he will likely run for re-election in 2 years. Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate. He's set to help introduce President Obama at his party's national convention tonight. But earlier today, he told reporters he'd make the final call on his own political future next year. The 67-year-old Durbin has served in the Senate since 1996. Students attending the Monday night section of a course on state and local government at Illinois State University this fall are learning from someone with a little experience. State Representative Jason Barrickman is teaching the 200-level course. The 37-year-old Republican says he hopes his students will benefit from his political experience and the experience of his guest speakers.
I'm going to bring in individuals from state and local government, both Republicans and Democrats, to present some of their stories on various topics. And at the end of the day, I think the students will get a very inside look to how our primarily state government governs itself.
Barrickman says fellow lawmaker Chapin Rose, Illinois Supreme Court Justice Rita Garman, and Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar are scheduled to visit his class. Barrickman is running unopposed for a state Senate seat. He says his legislative schedule and family life will determine if he's able to continue teaching next year. But ISU is likely to have another area politician on its faculty next year, Congressman Tim Johnson. Press Secretary Phil Bloomer says Johnson is close to signing an agreement to teach a 300-level political science course at ISU in the second half of the spring semester. More than half of Illinois is still in severe drought, according to an updated map from the U.S. Drought Monitor released today. But the amount of Illinois in the two worst drought categories has dropped significantly in the last week thanks to rain from the remnants of Hurricane Isaac. None of Indiana is now in the worst categories of extreme or exceptional drought. The report still classifies about 55% of Indiana as in severe drought, roughly south of a line from Lafayette to Richmond. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources says drought is fueling an outbreak of a fatal deer disease in central and southern Illinois and surrounding states. The DNR said today it knows of more than 700 deer killed by epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. The viral disease is spread by biting gnats and leads to internal bleeding. It does not affect people, and domestic animals rarely develop serious illnesses when infected. The disease, though, has been reported in drought-affected areas of Indiana, as well as Kentucky, Iowa, and Missouri. DNR Deer Project Manager Tom Misetic says EHD becomes more common in drought years when deer concentrate around limited water resources. He says EHD outbreaks typically end with the first serious frost. A British company has dropped out of the bidding to become the first private manager of Indiana's lottery, saying that state's process encourages bidders to propose artificially high revenue targets. Camelot Global Services runs the national lottery in the United Kingdom, among four firms that had submitted information to Hoosier Lottery officials for background checks in anticipation of submitting private management proposals. Lottery spokesman Al Larson says the agency disagrees with Camelot's conclusions. In sports, the Chicago Cubs are 0-3 so far on their 10-game road trip, and they will try to avoid getting swept when they wrap up their four-game series in Washington tonight at 6:05. Cubs send Justin Hermano to the mound. He's 2-5 this season. The Nats, meanwhile, will go with Jordan Zimmermann, who's 9-8. The Chicago White Sox have today off before opening a three-game weekend series against Kansas City. And the St. Louis Cardinals took 2-3 from the Mets. They will continue a six-game stretch at Busch Stadium tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Brewers. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.